Welcome to a wintry Friday as we get ready for a big football weekend right throughout the province. On the line with us this morning, my good friend, Britton Gray. He's the writer-reporter from the Green Zone. Okay, Britton, first off, before we even get into the game, how about injuries? Are we getting a lot of riders back?
We are. This team is getting healthy. Roland Milligan back out there. Marcus Sales. Trevion Tate along the offensive line. This team used that week to get healthy. It looks like they're going to get a lot of players back. Some guys who won't be back are Shane Ray won't be playing this week. And Keyshawn Johnson's the interesting one. He's listed as questionable. He was able to log a couple of limited practices. We'll have to wait and see what that depth chart looks like today, but it looks like he's questionable for the game. But outside of that, this team is healthy right now.
So Myers is back, and I know that Shake and Bake, he was out for quite some time. He's still looking pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. He had one of his best games last time out, right? He looked like he was really that dynamic Keen Schaefer Bake we're used to seeing, where he's fired up, running through guys and everything. So, yeah, Dante Myers, this team, health right now isn't much of a concern for them.
Perfect. We beat the BC Lions twice earlier on in the year. Could have beat them, I think, the third time if it wasn't for the refs. And plus, they were also playing our backups. How do you think this is going to play out? Is it going to be close, or is it going to be a little lopsided?
I think it's going to be close. I think that when it comes to playoffs, very rarely do you see blowouts anymore with how good every team is. But I like the Riders' defense. I like how they're healthy. The BC Lions' offense hasn't looked all that great recently. And plus, they have to deal with the elements. We know it's going to get a little bit cold here in Regina, at least for the playoff game here. So I like the Riders' defense to kind of keep things in check. But hey, you never know. When you have a player like Nathan Rourke out there, he can take over a game like that. So obviously that'll be the number one priority, making sure he doesn't completely take over this one.
Well, let's talk about the weather a little bit. I know it's going to be about -5 daytime high, but by time game time, and plus you get, into the 7 o'clock and that, it's going to drop probably to about -8, -9. Now, the BC Lions, of course, they play in the dome. They don't have to go into the elements, and they're coming into Mosaic Stadium playing in the elements. But we haven't really played in some cold weather. Are we acclimatized for this yet?
I think so. Even just out practicing this week, right? It's getting a little bit colder out there in Regina. Just out, guys are outside practicing. Meanwhile, they're out in BC, and I saw 11 degree, 15 degree weather. So they are used to it. I've asked every player if they want it cold, and they say, yeah, they're an outdoor team. This is in their DNA. They want to play outdoors. They want things to be cold, and so I think they're ready for it.
All right, so the colder, the better. Riders and the BC Lions, West Final, 5:30 Mosaic Stadium tomorrow night. Britton Grave, our rider reporter from the Green Zone, joining us. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You as well.